This is Everyday Bioethics. In this episode, Paige Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, explores top bioethics news stories of 2013, technology. And now here's Paige.
In our last commentary, I highlighted the top six bioethics news stories of 2013 in the area of public policy. This week, we'll focus on the top six in technology. I'm going to give you a thinking challenge. At least one of these stories has less than obvious ethical issues. Which one is it? I'll tell you at the end. Number one, in April, President Obama announced the $100 million Brain Initiative. The goal is to map the entire human brain so we can better understand how it works and perhaps gain insights into mental illness. Number two, in May, the DSM-5 manual was released. It's called the Bible of the Psychiatric Field. Along with including people who have slipped through the cracks of mental health care in the past, the manual added several new categories of mental illness, including things like caffeine addiction and unresolved grief. Number three, a research team in Oregon announced in May that they had successfully cloned embryonic stem cells tailored to match the patient. They used egg cells from paid donors as well as fetal skin cells. Within a few weeks, the paper was shown to have some minor, though controversial, errors. Number four, just a few months later, researchers in Israel announced the creation of induced pluripotent stem cells with nearly 100% efficiency. This could rapidly speed development of new therapies without creating or destroying any human embryos. Number five, in July, we learned about two studies highlighting a possible breakthrough in gene therapy. Several children who were born with serious immune disease recovered their ability to walk and talk after their DNA was corrected, and the gene therapy boosted their immune system as well. And number six, finally, you may remember the case of Sarah Murnahan, a 10-year-old girl who successfully fought to be added to the adult waiting list for a lung transplant, and an exception was added to the transplant guidelines. Sarah's first lung transplant failed, and she received a second one. Several of these stories relate positive breakthroughs. So, which one has hidden dangers? It's a close call, but I chose the revisions to the DSM-5 manual. It accelerates the trend of classifying more and more normal human behavior and experiences as mental illness. This invites all of us to see life as full of problems that medicine can fix. Meanwhile, conditions that used to be considered mental illness, including some that once were considered criminal, have been removed from the manual. What used to be called evil is now normal. What we know to be normal is now categorized as a disease. Biblical wisdom and discernment is called for in order to tell the difference. Don't count on a psychiatric manual for that. And don't look to medicine to cure the effects of sin. Helping you understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, this is Paige Cunningham.
Helping us to understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, Everyday Bioethics is a production of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University. For more information, visit our website at everydaybioethics.org. And thanks for listening.